From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Father, this morning, if we have anything to boast about, it's only in Christ. It's only in Jesus. His righteousness and not our own. Speak to us, my Lord, by your Spirit. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you shake? Greet one or two people. Tell them it's good to see you in church. And you may be seated thereafter.
I will cling to Christ, my hope. His mercy reigns now and forever. I will boast in Christ alone. His righteousness, not my own. I will cling to Christ, my hope. His mercy reign now and forever.
John chapter 7. John chapter 7.
Ooh. Oh, my failures could not erase. Now I walk within your favor. Grace unending.
John chapter 7, verse 37. It's Evangelism Month. Hallelujah. And we are talking about salvation. It's a very, very nice topic. And salvation is the real thing where the church is concerned. It's the heart. Is that Samantha? I see there. Wonderful. Salvation is the main. You see, in this world, all right, in this world, there are different bodies or institutions that make certain things possible. Are you with me? Marissa, are you there? There are different things that, different bodies or institutions that make things possible. For example, if you need a passport, you go to the immigration department on Camp Street. Prince can show you if you don't know there. And if you want a passport in a short time, I think he can also probably help you. And he can call his people and they will link you up. It's called linking up. Yeah, we're linking up. Now, we have actually, what we are doing as people and as human beings is that we have actually moved away from the emphasis of our responsibilities. If you go back to even the institution of marriage, wives have forsaken their primary role. Now, women also are into money. More than the men. They never seem to have enough. Yes. No, I preach real things. So I don't preach Kokuanansi stories. I don't preach that once upon a time there was a man under a mango tree and he was smoking his pipe. I don't preach those kind of stories. I preach real things. People have, the world has turned upside down. If you come into the institution of marriage, I'm saying that even women have forsaken their primary role. Yeah. And then they wonder how come marriage is not the same any again. Because what the woman is supposed to do, she's not doing it. And sometimes what the man is also supposed to do, he's also not doing it. When you come into politics, you see, look at something like Ministry of Public Works. Why should there be a ministry that is supposed to build roads? And there are still roads that are not built. So when a Patterson goes to work on Monday to Friday, what does he do? Drink coffee. And talk about meetings that doesn't bring anything. You think about it. If you are a minister or a ministry for something, I mean from Monday to Friday, all that we hear from you is roads, bridges, schools, Ministry of Education. Hey, people don't emphasize on their things anymore. Everybody has left what they are supposed to be doing, and they are interested in other people's responsibilities. Yes. That's why the world is the way it is. You look at it. It's the same public infrastructure that's supposed to give us a good airport. How long has it taken us to get a 21st century, no, not 20, a 19th century airport? Yes, just a 19th century. Don't give us 21st. Because 21st, we can't compare. Yeah, that's 200 years. You look at bridge. Look at the Demerara Harbor Bridge. Then they are going to give us, they say, a new bridge. We don't know when it's coming. I'm sure they wait for election year before they start. And then that one too, there is going to be retraction. In 21st century, we don't retract any bridge. There are big Hudson rivers and big bridges. You see people, two-story, one, two, three. Double lane, four lanes, crossing rivers. It was built all the way in whatever century, 10th century, 11th century. Because the emphasis of organizations and institutions is gone. When you come into the church, it's the same problem. The emphasis, you see, there is no organization in this world that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ but the church. There is no place where we are supposed to gather Sunday morning and hear God's word but the church. So if we as a church and we as Christians don't refine our thinking and bring back what is supposed to be the role of the church, we are also going to be like these politicians and these people. We are going to be the same like them. They will come and tell us that they want whatever for all Guyanese. Please. Let's be serious. Why should I buy a car for $500 in Japan and then when it comes here, it is $6,000? More than a car. Why? It came by a private jet? What's that for? But you see, we can talk about all of them. But what about us as the church? What about you as a Christian? When you wake up from Monday to Friday, you hardly think about salvation. Meanwhile, it's salvation that has actually brought you where you are. Unless we don't appreciate or we don't value our salvation. That's why we sing the song. But my boast, if you are a Christian, you are going to boast. What are you going to boast in? In your education? In your money? What do you boast in as a Christian? You boast in Christ alone. But we don't have that anymore. People have forsaken their responsibilities and their roles and they've moved into other things these days. So in July, we are saying that we are doing evangelism. We are bringing, see, so July is a month where we want to come back to the basics. You are quiet. There is no place. So when you go to a church and you don't see God, sometimes people come to church and they wonder, why is the pastor preaching like that? Who is he vexed with? I'm vexed with you. Yeah, I'm vexed. I said, I'm not vexed. So, you see, if you do something that you are into, then many of us are into things. When you like something, you do it with all your heart. In fact, God said that if you cannot serve me with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, then don't serve me. That's the first commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all, Mr. McLean, with all your heart. Yeah, so when you go to church and there's a pastor preaching and he's reading something, oh, to my will boast in Christ alone and his righteousness, not my own. Hallelujah. I will claim. You wonder whether he is convinced about what he's talking about. In a similar way, when you wake up in the morning, you don't pray, you don't read your Bible, you don't meditate, you don't tell anybody about Christ. The question arises whether you really are convinced about the salvation that you have. Whether you even understand salvation. I wish we have July for the whole of the year. It will really shift our thinking to the right place. Because when we go into all these things, our prosperity, success, this, do well, prosper, this is all of that. Is it won't take us anywhere. I'm saying that the only institution that is supposed to show the world that Jesus is Lord, that there is a God, is this thing. This thing here. This is the only, but nobody, whatever, Ramjatan, Grange, all these people, they can't show anybody about God. We are the ones. So if we leave our responsibilities, if we leave our roles and go and be working for money and be traveling and going here and doing this and doing things that does not really represent who we are, we are actually off. If we become like politicians who should be removed after 5 years. Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So when Sunday morning comes and you can't even wake up to come to church, then you are you very sure you are saved? Yeah. Is Jesus in your heart? Thank you very much. So John chapter 7 verse 37. I'm preaching about, is anyone thirsty? Is anyone thirsty? This is a place where we serve water. We serve purified water. Distilled and filtered water. This is a place where we serve those things. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Is anyone thirsty? I can bet you that people are thirsty. Even including us Christians who are supposed to be no more, thirsty no more. Are we not supposed to be people who have been filled? Because once you have Jesus, you have the water of life. You have living water. Many of us, we are not satisfied with the living water. We want another type of water. GWR water. You want the water from the Dead Sea. Are people thirsty? People are thirsty. You see, when you see people doing things, going after things, working hard for things, it's not because they have to work hard, it's because they are thirsty. You see people work hard, it's because they are thirsty. They're looking for something. They're looking for something to satisfy them, to quench a certain desire. That's why when Jesus met the woman at the well, Jesus said, I have water for you. Why would Jesus tell the woman, I have water for you? Because Jesus realized that she was moving from man to man, from man to man. It's so unjust. Mali said that. Yeah. I mean, if you don't have Jesus, you see, that's why I asked you the question a few days ago. Whether you really have Jesus in your heart. Because when you have Jesus in your heart, your desire to move from man to man, woman to woman will be quenched. It's true. When Jesus really comes into your life, he says, if you believe in me, come. If you are thirsty. Are we thirsty? Yes, we are thirsty. We are thirsty for power. We are thirsty for recognition. Many people want to be recognized. All the things people do around, many of them is just to be recognized. Now, I won't forget, I saw somebody building a house not so far from where I live. When I saw the way the house was built, I said, this house must be for a minister. And true to what I thought, it's a minister who lives there. It was too obvious. Even the lights on the fence. Why would you announce yourself so much? That same minister was in trouble the other day. Doesn't want to apologize. They just want to be known. They want to be popular. I mean, why do you want to build a house? Everything. The house was built. I saw a house the other day. I said, I admire the owner of this house. The outside is not plastered. The inside is not plastered. The windows are zinc sheets. He's used zinc sheets to nail to the windows. And the doors, the door is the wooden frame and zinc as the main front door. I saw he was plastering part of it, the front part, the other day I saw. I said, I like this guy. Slowly. But that house I'm talking about, when the lady moved in, I pass there every day, so I see. You see, air condition. Technicians have come. Air condition 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They were bringing a generator like what we have there, like that. It came. A truck came to heist it like that, took it and lifted it over the wall. I mean, the operations. 24th. It's fantastic. GT&T, Blaze, there, fix it. I mean, it's too obvious that somebody's coming here. Yeah. I tell you, you should go and see the dam. Yeah, I passed there yesterday or the day before yesterday. The dam is clean like it. The dam is clean. You see a big, fat black woman sitting on a chair. You see them black people with rust and things. They are raking. The dam in front of this house is like here. Clean. Yes, it was bush. You see, people want recognition. But you see, these same people, after 4 or 5 years, you wonder where are they? The Bible says, your fathers, where are they? You wait and see. After 5 years, if we don't vote me into power again, you ask, hey, that lady, oh, that where is he? I saw this guy, Robson Ben, at Austin Bookstore. I was buying some books for my son, and I was going to pay. And I turned, lo and behold, I'm a black man. With this, what do they call it? Short jack. Short sleeve. That's what he wears all the time. They buy them by the dozen, right? At China Trading. Short jack. I looked at him with his gray hair. I said, hello.
that small old car he's driving. I say, hey, what, so look at you. I remember I went to him to ask permission to put a signboard here on Freeman Street and Mandela. He told me they are going to do a dual carriage road there, so they don't allow signboards. When he left, I got a place to put my signboard. They should do the dual carriage, let's see. I saw Chinese people doing some serving there the other day. You wait and see. Another 10 years. But these type of people, it's something they are looking for. Ladies and gentlemen, people have a certain thirst within them. Now look at it. When God created us, there was nothing like degrees and certificates is what will satisfy you. You go back to creation and see what really was man's purpose on earth. Not to work and get money. Money is not, God didn't create money. But if you look at even some of the ladies, like how God cares the woman, your desire shall be to your husband. Patricia, when you wake up in the morning, you can't just bathe and put on something and go. You have to spend half an hour in front of the mirror. Some people 1 hour. So I pity the men who like to go somewhere with their wives. If you're a man, you want to travel with your wife every day. Let's go here. Let's go here. Let's go to church together. I wonder what kind of man you are. You have not understood who a woman is. You are waiting for she? Wow, you are too powerful. You have not watched the movie Left Behind before. That's why. Look, women will be women. So you have to learn how to leave them behind. Yeah. But son said he left mother, not even wife, he left mother at home this morning. Because by the time you're ready, it's now that you're putting red on your mouth, on their lips. And then they say, they don't like the red. They have to change the color. Yeah? No, you have to be a very different man to go to shopping with your wife. Oh. You have to be a very different guy. Samson, I don't know if you've tried it before, but I prefer to give the money. And I'll stay home. No, I mean, it's not about love, it's understanding. You got to get it after getting or get understanding. They will touch 200 clothes, will never buy it. And then you are there, you're wondering. Girl, will you make up your mind? So, wait, man. Why are you rushing me? Why are you rushing me? He said, okay, help me make a choice. Which one do you think? He said, the first one. So this one? Nah. Let me tell you, as for thirst, as for satisfaction, as for coming to a point where you have no lack, no need, you are not being rushed into anything, it's only Jesus who gives that. It's only Jesus who gives that. Sometimes it's pleasure. People look for pleasure. Let me enjoy myself. How much can you enjoy yourself? What is enjoyment really?
For us human beings, it's maybe food, alcohol, woman. That's it. When people are happy, what do you see? It's food and drink. Dancing, singing, even a dance crowd, it's not everybody who can dance. Pastor Keith, it's not something you it's not your strength. It's not your calling. So when you see people going after pleasure, it's not that they are bad. It's not that they don't know what there is this thing that God put inside of us. And that thing, it's only God that makes that thing complete. But you see, we have come to a point where we think other things can suffice. Other things can meet that need. Other things can quench the thirst. But Jesus said, if you are thirsty, if you really you can sit down and analyze yourself, you realize that you are thirsty. You are looking for a certain quietness in your life. And you see, that quenching of thirst is inside of you. It's something that is inside of you. Because there are many people who appear whatever, but inside is not the same. Yeah, many people cry in the night. Oh, Mike, I'm sure there are some mornings you wake up, you feel like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't go to work today. But you can't stay home. Many mornings you think you wish you could just sleep. But you see, it is Jesus who can make you wake up in the morning and sleep without having to worry about a boss man, worry about the job, worry about being fired and all of that. Jesus, he doesn't fire people. That's why when you find Jesus, you are no more afraid of anybody. You are no more under pressure to impress anybody. When you find Jesus, your life is quite simple. Your life is quite straight. There's no rush. There's no need for other. Yes. It's very fantastic. So when you see Christians who are into this, into that, then you ask yourself, have their thirst really been quenched? And you see us, we always want to be like people outside. I always want to be like them. We look like them. We talk like them. We dress like them. Our worries are just like their worries. Our passion are just like their passion. Our quest is just like their quest. The difference is not clear. We are not showing this satisfaction that we have by receiving Jesus Christ. I'm watching this old series. Is it AD? Kingdoms and Empires or so. If you've watched it before, there's a documentary about when Jesus died and, you know, after that, the disciples and all of that. It's a very interesting series to watch. You find it on YouTube or something. Have you watched it before, Ned? You should look for it. It's very interesting. I mean, they depicted a certain picture that I think must be true. When the church started, they had to separate themselves. They, you know, in the series, they built tents. That when Ananias and Sapphira did their thing, they were outside Jerusalem. They had taken over a place where they were living. And Peter and the rest of the apostles were like the presidents. And that was their lifestyle. It was a daily thing. It wasn't just like, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you go somewhere. And then you come back. There's when you come back, then you realize that you're a Christian. It is when you come to church that you feel a little nicer. After church, when you go, you feel like anybody else. You wake up in the morning, you are like anybody else. That is why it's very important for us to really hold on to what we have. Yeah, for many of us, from tomorrow, you are a normal person until you come back to church. Yeah, you are still a thirsty person. Already there are plans for tomorrow. What you have to do, this, that. Well, why are you a Christian? Where are you going? Michelle, where are you going? What's all these problems? What is all these burdens? If Jesus is supposed to finish everything, why? What is happening to us? What's happening to us? The worries, They're chasing after all things. And when it comes to meeting these, then it's very difficult for even you to be found in a place where you're supposed to be. Everybody's thirsty, I tell you. Everybody's thirsty. Whether it's for a relationship. It's very difficult for a young lady in the church to just not think about a man. It's very difficult. Very difficult. It's right here in the chat that even people look for men. Yeah. This is where people thief. People thief right here in the church. You think that a church, you can leave your phone there and go and come back and the phone will still be there. We have people who are there. It's not fantastic. Now you leave your phone here, you forget your phone. Sometimes it's not even forgetting. After the service, you just took your eyes off your bag. After the service. And then your bag, money, we have had that several times in this church. You lose money. So you ask yourself, what kind of people come here? It's the same thirsty people. They think that that small 5,000 from somebody's purse is what is going to satisfy their need. It's not that. I mean, if your salary, if working out there is what was going to satisfy your need, you would have finished. You will not work anymore by now. You've been working for 20 years. You've been working for 30 years. You've been working for 15 years. Where has that taken you? It has not finished everything. It has not quenched the thirst. It has not. It's a relationship. You enter, you realize that it is not how you thought it was. You have had a husband for 30 years, 20 years. It's not the same. It's still not complete. There's still issues. There's still challenges. That's why when you see older people, when they see young people getting married, they smile. They say, all the best. They wish you all the best. All the best. Because the thirst will never be quenched by a man. The thirst will never be quenched by a woman. Some of you, when you get a child, you think that's all. It's the beginning of your problems. Yeah. Many people have been shocked when they got children. Hey, I told the guy he loved me. Who told you a baby quenches the thirst? You can ask them. Yeah. Children. So they make children after children. This one with this man. The next one with another man. And so is the one, the first one, is the first man who was some way. So let me try another one with the second one. And they do it with the second one. And they realize that the second one is not different from the first one. And they try it again with the third man. They realize that all the three of them are similar. Except that they look different. The thirst. Jesus said, come. I will give you to drink. He said, come. If any man thirst, let him come unto me. The emphasis is Jesus, not anything in this world. Not a man, not a job, not money, not pleasures, not any status, not any quest. He said, come to me. Come to me, Jesus. I'll give you to drink. This morning, Jesus wants to give you water to drink. I said, Jesus wants to quench your thirst this morning. If you're hungry, I want you to stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. He wants to give you water to drink this morning. Bow down your heads with me, please.
You.
Close every head bowed. You are here this morning. You know deep down in your heart, you've tried. You've tried things. If only you were given an opportunity to talk about the things you have tried, we will not go now. But this morning, Jesus is saying that if you are thirsty, if you want to end trying, if you want the chapter of trying and searching and hustling and working and going for things that have not satisfied, if you want that to end today, Jesus is saying, come unto me. I have water that I will give you, and you will not thirst no more. This morning you are here, you want to say, Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want Jesus to give me that living water so I thirst no more. I've tried. I've done things. I want it to end. In fact, you've tried so many things, you don't even know what next to try. Today is your day. Jesus is calling you. He's asking you to come and try him. Try him. Give him a chance. And see what he will do for you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Your right hand up high. If it's you, you say, Bishop, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you're here like that, just your right hand. Your right hand up high, I'll pray with you. Just your right hand. Pray with me, Bishop. I want to give my heart to Jesus. God bless you. I see that hand. I want to give my life. I want this thing. I want it to end. God bless you. I see that hand. I want it to end today. This thirst. As I'm standing in church, there's so much sorrow in my heart. I don't know what to do. Bishop, pray with me. I want Jesus to help me. Your right hand. Just your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You lifted up your right hand. I want to ask you to come to the front. Walk to the front so I can pray with you. Come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Come. Come to Jesus. There's living water flowing right now. Give him your life. Give him your life. He will water you like never before. Let him have his way. Let him. Oh, clap for them as they come. Clap for them. Clap for them, clap for them, clap for them, clap for them.
Come on to Jesus.
Living water is flowing right now. It's flowing. It's flowing. Living water is flowing.
Today.
If you're here in front, just close your eyes. It's a very simple prayer. Jesus will come. When he comes, the thirst will go. I tell you, the Bible says that except a man be born again. The Bible talks about a man called Saul, was a Pharisee. He was persecuting the Christians. He was chasing them. He was killing them because he thought that was what was needed. He wanted to end something. There's a passion in him. Until he met Jesus, and Jesus said, it's me you're looking for. It's me. You ended up fighting me because you want something to be done. Sometimes you even end up offending God and insulting God by pursuing things that you don't need to pursue. If you're in front, I want you to close your eyes, lift up your two hands, and make these confessions with me. Church, join in as we pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. So Lord Jesus, I'm thirsty. I want my thirst to be quenched. And I humble myself before you. Just as I am. Take me as your own. I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe Jesus is Lord, and therefore he rose again from the dead. I invite you, Jesus, into my life, into my heart, to be my Lord and my King, to be the quencher of my thirst. From this day forward, I confess Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. And I believe by this simple confession, I am born again. All things have passed away. Behold, things have become new in my life. I believe my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for filling me with living waters that I will thirst no more. Thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray for everyone standing here at the altar. This is where lives are changed. This is where souls are delivered and set free. Thank you for the light that is shining over these lives right now. I commit them to you and to the word of your grace. That, Lord, you keep them. Let their neighbors, let their household see the transformation that has taken place today. The Bible says that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. I believe they are born again in the spirit. Let the spirit of God that has entered into them have influence on their spirit, their soul, and their body. May this transformation be significant. May it last until you come again in your glory. Satan, I rebuke you and I rebuke your works from these ones and from these lives. Let your mighty hand rest upon every life here at the altar. May they never be the same ever, ever again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand clap. Pastors.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.